Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and it has been one heck of a great looking day out there today. As a matter of fact, plan for another foggy morning commute on Friday. Widespread fog is expected to develop each night, lasting into the mornings. Austin's all over that one. He'll be up with us in just a second, giving us the latest on the extended forecast as well as the current forecast. Yeah, warmer weather is going to dominate Northwest Florida. Forecasters released their research on how the latest spring forecast might look, and the answer is polarizing. February, March will bring temps well above the normal levels to Florida. Many in the south will feel like summer has already arrived in mid-spring.
Yeah, kind of felt that way to me.
So not bad at all. Let me go ahead and jump in here and get you updated on how the markets played out today. The Dow ended on a down note, but the S&P and NASDAQ remained in the green. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks ending mixed as investors parsed another batch of earnings reports. Tech and financials were the best performing sectors. Shares of Honeywell fell over 5%, one of the biggest drags on the Dow. The company will be splitting into three independent companies, marking the end of an era for one of America's last big industrial conglomerates. Eli Lilly, the world's biggest drug maker by market value, reported higher than expected quarterly profit and issued a bullish earnings forecast, and its stock rose over 3%. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar and McDonald's, the Dow decliners, Honeywell, Amgen, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 126 points, the NASDAQ higher by 100, S&P 500 up 22. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
In one of our top stories nationally, Panama's president will speak to President Trump. Jose Raul Molino wrote on X that he's speaking to Trump tomorrow afternoon. This comes just days after the U.S. State Department claimed that government vessels are able to pass through the canal free of charge. Molino said that wasn't true and therefore intolerable, according to CBS News.
Okay, 414 News Radio 92.3. New Orleans, of course, increasing security for the Super Bowl. Along with the Super Bowl activities, now President Trump will be at the game, so that adds a lot more to the security platform there. Today, 512, this afternoon, Scoot is on with us from WWL Radio in New Orleans. We're going to give you the real information, not third-party stuff. We're going to go right off to Scoot. We're going to be talking about... Well, with Trump coming, how big has the added security been and how much of an issue has it been into the city? And will the tourists really see that added level of security? I know they have a lot of National Guard. I saw it earlier today on the corner of it's like down on Bourbon and one of the side streets. But there's a lot of guard. You'll see a lot of Army guards there. Also, Scoot is going to be talking about Philadelphia's arrogant attitudes about sports.
Mm-hmm. They're infamous for it.
Let me tell you, I was listening and dropping in earlier today. He, by the way, Scoot's on the air from 1 to 4 over in New Orleans. I was listening to him earlier today, and he was saying there were two Philadelphia football players. And by the way, most everybody is on Radio Row over there. That's over in the Memorial Convention Center. So he was saying there was two football players from the Philadelphia Eagles that was just sitting at their table playing cards with each other, ignoring everybody. Just absolutely ignoring everybody.
Just there for a good time.
That came by, and... we're going to talk about those Philadelphia attitudes because Scoot, in his long radio days, he worked at WFIL, I believe it is, in Philadelphia, big news talk station there in Philadelphia. He'll give us a skimmy on what the real attitudes are in Philadelphia as we talk to him. Yeah, security is increasing for the Super Bowl, and Garrett Tini has a report from New Orleans.
After that terror attack, the federal government said it would be sending additional resources to New Orleans to help secure the Super Bowl. Essentially, anything local officials asked for, they are getting. That includes CBP agents here on the Mississippi River, Black Hawk helicopters, Bearcats in the French Quarter, sniper teams, and anti-drone teams. There are more than two dozen federal agencies that are taking part of this operation, along with more than 2,000 law enforcement officers. The goal is to have a presence on every street downtown and in the French Quarter.
All righty, just past 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather together brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that's insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, it's just some congestion in our usual spots. Worst looking areas are going to be Mobile Highway, right where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. Be on the lookout for that. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees, low of 61 tonight. It's going to be a foggy evening tomorrow, high of 73, low of 62.
4:17 News Radio 92.3, a local tradition, took a break today. Scammy officials did not distribute free recyclable paint at the Perdido landfill due to a lack of product availability. The free paint distribution is available starting now on Feb 20. The paint can be picked up on the first and third Thursday of each month from 8 to 11 in the morning. If you need more information about this, contact Waste Services over in Escambia County, 850-937-2160.
Alrighty, and in just about 10 minutes, I'm going to be giving away another pair of Pensacon tickets. We've been doing that every day at 4:30, and I'll give you the prompt on that. So once again, in about 10 minutes, be on the lookout right here on News Radio 92.3. Also wanted to let you know about this. Secretary of State Marco Rubio skipping this year's G20 summit. He announced he wouldn't be attending it due to tensions with host country South Africa. In a post on X, he said the nation is engaged in the expropriation, I butchered that, of private property and the promotion of solidarity, equality, and sustainability. He insisted these practices amount to climate change and DEI policies, and this comes after President Trump threatened to stop sending money to South Africa earlier this week.
Federal workers will have at least through this weekend now to decide on accepting a government buyout after the deadline was extended by a federal judge. That deadline was supposed to be for this evening, I believe it was. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A federal judge in Boston has extended a midnight deadline for federal workers to accept an offer to resign and be paid through the fiscal year. District Judge George O'Toole has set a hearing for Monday. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says so far about 40,000 employees have accepted the deal.
We encourage federal workers in this city to accept the very generous offer. If they don't want to show up to the office, if they want to rip the American people off, then they're welcome to take this buyout, and we'll find highly competent individuals who want to fill these roles.
The offer was made to about 2 million federal employees. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got Homeland Security speaking on some of this Mexican cartel stuff and what they're doing to get drugs across the border. Details on how they're going to handle that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. It's 424. Nice afternoon going for us. I was just looking downrange for these temperatures for Super Bowl. A kickoff Super Bowl on Sunday. Temperatures are going to be around 80 degrees in New Orleans. Don't fret because the dome is a comfortable 76 degrees. So you will be very comfortable if you have tickets to go see the game. Should be a good one. Today joining us, 512 Scoot from WWL. In New Orleans is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about a series of questions, kind of taking you for that deep dive that you're not going to hear anywhere else. We've got some stuff coming down. One of the topics here, what would you say if I told you potato salad and gumbo?
I'd say that sounds pretty good.
We're going to talk about that. That's actually a traditional dish out in Thibodeau, Louisiana. We're going to talk about it. I think it's Blue Plate, the mayonnaise company, has a booth over on Radio Row. They were talking about this earlier today. Mm. Sounds pretty good. Potato salad and gumbo. What do you think about that, listeners? How do you think that
Text in!
How do you think that? Hey, listen, transportation officials have briefed a Senate committee on the mid-air collision involving, of course, that a passenger plane and a Black Hawk helicopter outside Reagan National Airport. Jessica Rosenthal has a report on this.
The NTSB and FAA briefed Senate Commerce Committee members behind closed doors about the mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim said he couldn't reveal anything about the meeting, but that he still had questions.
You know, what kind of detection equipment were on the two different aircraft in terms of collision?
Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran said they were still waiting on more evidence that the helicopter was still being pulled out of the water.
A lot of conversations about the current state of safety at Reagan and other airports across the country with helicopter traffic.
Senator Ted Cruz said it does not appear airport congestion factored in here, but rather the altitude of the helicopter. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Just past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, just have some backups in our usual spots. 9 Mile Road, Highway 90, so on and so forth. Do have some congestion looking slightly worse than usual where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. That is at the intersection with Mobile Highway. Last really severe spot is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 61 tonight. It's going to be foggy out there, so be careful on the roads. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 62.
Okay, don't forget about that new traffic signal. We told you about this on Wednesday's program. It's on 9 Mile Road and Ashland Avenue, right out there on the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. It is in the flash mode through Tuesday. If you're approaching that, treat it as a four-way stop yellow flasher, meaning you just got to slow down with caution when approaching that. But it will be activated next week. Drivers on Ashland, they're going to get the red flashing light. You got to do a perfect stop on that side. But just be aware, Ashland and 9 Mile this afternoon.
All righty. And with it already being 4:27, we'll go ahead and give away this pair of Pensacon tickets. Pensacon is going on from February 14th to the 16th. And all you got to do to win is be the first person to text in who you would like to meet at Pensacon. It can be anybody you want, dead or alive, whatever medium they're in. You can text in to 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. First person to text in gets those tickets.
Okay. Trump administration has filed the first of many lawsuits targeting sanctuary cities and states. Jeff Manasso has more on this trending story.
The Department of Justice filing suit against Chicago and the state of Illinois, arguing their sanctuary laws interfere with Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ability to arrest and deport criminal illegal immigrants. Border Czar Tom Homan saying one of the many issues is that sanctuary cities are not notifying ICE when criminal illegals are in their jails.
I've seen some sheriffs say we're not going to hold them for ICE. You don't have to hold them a minute past what you know. Just let us know and you release them. Let us be there.
Governor J.B. Pritzker in a statement saying in part that Illinois is compliant with federal law and that he looks forward to seeing them in court. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Mexican cartels will do just about anything to get their drugs across the border. Homeland Security says the vast majority come through ports mixed in with other imports. This week, customs agents in South Texas caught nearly $20 million worth of meth and heroin hidden inside a load of fruits and veggies. It was a drug dog at the Far International Bridge that sniffed it out, they say. An agent seized the narcotics and tractor trailer. Homeland Security has taken over the criminal investigation.
Yeah, blame it on the dogs.
Yeah, they're diligent.
Stick it on the dogs there. Hey, listen, fog expected back into the area tonight. And don't forget, the lights are out on the 3 Mile Bridge. Very potentially dangerous situation. FDOT officials confirm electricians inspecting the system for repairs, although no timeline has been kind of announced for those repairs to be completed. Again, fog coming in tonight. Lights on the 3 Mile Bridge out. So be extra careful.
Of course. And a second judge is now blocking President Trump's executive order related to birthright citizenship. It comes one day after a judge in Maryland blocked it. Earlier today, U.S. District Judge John Coffinor said it's clear to him that President Trump views the rule of law as an impediment to his policy goals. And Trump signed the order on his first day in office to narrow birthright citizenship so it doesn't apply to children born in the U.S. to parents that don't have a permanent legal status. I am struggling today.
Scoot will be around from WWL at 5:12 today. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest. Want to put this back in your ear. Kicks off this spring. Those dates, April 24th through May 4th. Spanning 2 weekends. There's no shortage of superstar talent.
Fox News.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Federal workers will have at least through the weekend to decide on accepting a government buyout. Fox's Jared Halpern.
A federal judge in Boston has extended a midnight deadline for federal workers to accept an offer to resign and be paid through the fiscal year. District Judge George O'Toole has set a hearing for Monday. The offer was made to about 2 million federal employees.
President Trump pushing to shrink the federal workforce. Another group of migrant detainees heading to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Trump administration claims they were in the U.S. illegally.
Sources with the Department of Homeland Security tell Fox News 13 Venezuelans with criminal histories are heading to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, including suspected members of the gang Tren de Aragua, a murder suspect and a man officials say admitted to escaping a Venezuelan prison.
And Fox's Kristen Goodwin there. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Philip Morris beat a record high today, and shares are currently off slightly in after-hours trading after issuing a profit outlook that topped Wall Street expectations. For its fourth quarter of 2024, the tobacco giant reported adjusted earnings of $1.55 a share, a nickel better than analyst estimates. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow falling 125, the S&P 500 up slightly by 22, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by nearly 100 points. Stellantis says it's the only automaker this year with commercials for the Super Bowl. The automaker gave an online preview today as actor Glenn Powell put his own twist on Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The spot for Ram is scheduled to air during the two-minute warning before halftime of Sunday's game. U.S. crude oil futures for March down 0.6%, residing under $71 a barrel. That's your money.
The moment where...
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I talked to Miles Garrett yesterday, and he said the Philadelphia Eagles would be a hell of a destination for him. Also, in my conversation with Miles, the Washington Commanders, Buffalo Bills, and even the Dallas Cowboys came up. When I evaluate the field, though, I think the most pressure is on Brandon Bean and the Bills to strike a deal to land the star pass rusher, so Buffalo could have that final piece to give them their best chance to win their first ever Super Bowl. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
In a world that moves a million miles a second, Häagen-Dazs invites you to slow down and savor every delicious bite. Take it one almond at a time with a Häagen-Dazs Vanilla Milk Chocolate Almond Bar. Madagascar vanilla, rich milk chocolate, and toasted California almonds make this unmatched icon legendary. Whatever Dazs you savor, a snack bar or your favorite flavor, say goodbye to the fast life and hello to savoring the finest ingredients and the richest and creamiest ice cream. That's Dazs, available at retailers nationwide.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Coming up after the Pensacola Morning News at 9, join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Join them today, right after the Pensacola Morning News at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Days of Our Milton was in session today, and we talked about the ongoing lawsuit by the city of Milton against Mayor Heather Lindsay to force her to disclose public records. A judge has actually reviewed 100,000 texts and emails by her and has now said she has until next Friday to produce about 70% of them that are public records. The city council is supposed to meet on Monday to decide whether to drop the lawsuit that might mean she doesn't have to disclose the public records. Catch the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. A little, I guess it's the Starship on this side, airplane Starship. They made the transition. Gracie Slick staying out front there with Marty Ballin. Some really, really good stuff. 4:37. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Ready for talking Super Bowl today. 5:12. Scoot from WWL Radio in New Orleans will be joining us. Got some inside information you just got to be around for. And especially if you're from the New Orleans area. We're going to be talking about potato salad and gumbo. Potato salad in gumbo. Thibodeau dish. Just a tip of it. Anyway, we're talking about that. Philadelphia city officials, days ahead of this year's Super Bowl, warns fans to be ready to celebrate, but do so safely. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel spoke directly to Philadelphians.
We can celebrate. We can have a great time. But we should not do it destroying our city.
Or by endangering anyone's safety. Cops on the street and drones in the air will watch for illegal or dangerous activity, including something Mayor Sherelle Parker says happens all too often.
Do not climb light poles or anything else.
City officials say they won't deny the chance for anyone to revel in what could be an Eagles victory Sunday. But Emergency Management Director Dominic Morales asks one thing of Philadelphians.
Let's act like we've been here before.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Well, if you take that attitude that mayor had about don't climb on the light pole, she's obviously never been to a celebration in New Orleans.
Right.
They grease light poles. They're all greased up. Nobody's going to climb those light poles.
I also want to give...
Waste of energy.
I also want to give you another quick check of the roads and weather here while it's on my mind. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some backups traveling on Navarre Parkway westbound in front of Hurlburt Field. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Over in Pensacola, let's see what we got here. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox is getting a little bit backed up. Same with that intersection with Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. That's right where Michigan meets Softly Field Road, so be on the lookout for that area as well. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 61 this evening. Going to be foggy tonight. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 62.
All right, looking ahead to the NFL Awards, Jared Max has a preview for you.
Later tonight, we'll find out who gets named the most valuable player for the 2024 NFL season. It's the league's annual awards show, three nights before the Super Bowl. The NFL Honors at Sanger Theater in New Orleans tonight, hosted by Snoop Dogg, airing on Fox TV nationally at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, is a finalist to win his second straight Associated Press MVP award and third overall. Fellow finalists are Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen and Cincinnati Bengals QB Joe Burrow, who's in line to potentially win three awards. Burrow, a finalist for AP Offensive Player of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year. Wednesday, the NFL announced that San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle was the winner of the USAA Salute to Service Award. NFL Honors, 9 p.m. Eastern tonight on Fox. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this because this is a pretty big story for this franchise. Chicago Bears owner Virginia McCaskey has died. The team made the announcement of her passing today. She inherited the team from her father, Bears founder George Halas, in 1983. She was the oldest owner in the NFL at 102 years old. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is. And George Halas was a legend. He was around when it was the Bears, and not so much the Bears any longer from their past performances.
Yeah, he was with the Bears back when it was cool.
No, he was absolutely right. Just absolutely. What a great owner he was. Hey, President Trump bringing back a Super Bowl tradition this Sunday. Jeff Manasso back has some details for us.
Fox News' Brett Baer will interview President Trump for the pregame show ahead of Super Bowl 59, airing on Fox, after former President Biden declined to give an interview 2 years in a row, in a tradition that began when former President George W. Bush granted a pregame interview in 2004. President Trump on Sunday is also set to make history by becoming the first sitting U.S. Commander-in-Chief to attend the Super Bowl as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the Kansas City Chiefs are going for a three-peat. That's the big thing that everyone's talking about. That's what's really at stake for them. But if they do become the first team to do so, they'll have Miami Heat president Pat Riley's blessing to use the term. That's right. Riley owns the trademark to the phrase three-peat and has made an agreement with the Chiefs allowing them to use it. He says it's for a good cause. In the past, he's donated a large portion of the proceeds from use of the trademark to his Pat Riley Family Foundation. And if the Chiefs do it, Riley says he'll do the same with the money.
You know, Riley and Governor Gavin Newsom from California both have one thing in common. They use a lot of that grease slicking their hair back.
Right.
There's a reason I'm going this direction here, by the way. California's governor met with President Trump to talk about disaster relief in the wake of the Los Angeles area wildfires. Tanya J. Powers has more for us.
A very successful day. That's what Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom called the bipartisan Oval Office meeting with President Trump and members of Congress to discuss disaster aid for those affected by last month's deadly Los Angeles wildfires.
I look forward to more productive meetings, and I look forward to the spirit that defined the meetings of this day, that spirit of collaboration, cooperation, the spirit that defines the best of American people.
Newsom raised the need for federal help to support recovery efforts and help people rebuild. He also thanked EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin for the agency's help that included more than 1,000 workers focusing on debris removal. The wildfires killed 29 people and destroyed thousands of homes. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we did give away those Pensacon tickets that we were talking about just before the Fox News break. Want to give a congratulations to Leslie, and she is from, let me pull up the info here,
thanks,
Pensacola.
Leslie. Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate you listening today.
Yeah. We always appreciate people dropping in, not just to win tickets, but to tell us anything. You can always text in at 850-437-1620, and I believe we'll be giving away a pair of Pensacon tickets tomorrow at 4:30
okay,
as well.
I want to do this because this is a very special situation. Dwayne Bruton of Cantonment celebrated his 108th birthday Wednesday. He's an Army vet, born February 5th, 1917. He served in Europe during World War II, was awarded the Purple Heart after surviving injuries from shrapnel wounds. He was married for 78 years. Bruton says the secret to a long life is putting God first and then taking care of your health. Everything else falls into place.
Man.
So there he is. Dwayne Bruton of Cantonment. Congrats. 108 years old.
No, that is phenomenal.
That's amazing.
Because sometimes, you know, especially depending on who you are or how healthy you are, you may be thinking, you know, oh, I don't know if I'm going to live to this age or that age. Most people probably don't imagine living to 108. That's awesome. Good
I
for
just
him.
Wanted to make note of that. I thought that was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. No, give him his props for sure. It's not easy living that long. Life gets rough.
Yeah, ask him.
just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source. powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, the worst looking spots are going to be I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also, we have an accident report. This is near the intersection of, Bayou Boulevard and North 9th Avenue. That's a tricky area. We've been touching on that throughout this week, so be on the lookout for that. And then Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 61 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 62.
Let me tell you, one of the worst things you have to do is when you fly from the west, and I used to do this, but you fly from the west coast to Australia. It's about a 16-hour flight, let me tell you. It's pretty darn long. Well, you know, the NFL going to Europe and to play those games like in Germany or London or whatever, that's about a 7-hour flight. Not so bad. But if you have to go to Australia, I say this for a reason. The NFL is expanding its international footprint to Australia. Jeez. The league announced it's going to be playing a game in 2026. It'll happen in Melbourne. That venue down there holds 100,000 fans.
Is that all?
The Los Angeles Rams will be the home team for that game, part of a multi-year commitment to play in Melbourne. And what they're saying, they're going to be sending the team down like a week in advance. Because I will tell you this, you go through 3 days of your head being all messed up because of the time difference. I mean, you know, it's already a day ahead over there.
Right.
So if it's like late in the afternoon here, say 4 o'clock, it's 10:30 in the morning the next day over there. So it really messes you up. So it takes a few days to acclimate your body.
Yeah, it's a jarring change.
It really is. So anyway, that's what they're going to have to be doing for the football teams. They're going to have to give them a week out down there just to get acclimated to the time difference.
Yeah, hopefully they're that considerate.
You're right.
And the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is down for the third straight week in a row. Hey, it's now at 6.89%, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, it averaged 6.64%. Freddie Mac's chief economist noted that the past 2 weeks have seen a small uptick in purchase applications compared to the same period last year.
Yeah, I want to just kind of point that out as you bring that up. Those rates, those mortgage rates, they will fluctuate on you, because I know that according to like Freddie Mac, with that, those rates are lower than what the Mortgage News Daily is reporting today. They're reporting that 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.99%, and the 15-year is around 6.37%. So what the whole meaning of this story is, ask questions first.
Yes.
And there's a lot of variables out there in terms of these interest rates. And so check it out before you sign the dotted line.
And keeping with the numerical theme, around this time every hour, with it being 4:47, we like to give you just another reminder of the stock numbers. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 125 points to 44,747. S&P 500 rose 22 points to 60.83, and the NASDAQ gained 99 points to 19,791.
So you think President Trump acts pretty fast. The Mexican president isn't so bad either. She got her National Guard troops, the very first Mexican troops. She already put them on the border. They are down in place on the border. For an explanation on this one, here's Jonathan Savage.
Mexico agreed to send 10,000 soldiers to the border separating Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas. That after President Donald Trump threatened to impose tariffs on trade. Now, army trucks are being seen along the frontier and additional patrols in place near Tijuana. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has also promised to crack down on fentanyl smuggling. The U.S. said it would do more to stop American guns from being trafficked into Mexico to fuel cartel violence. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And President Trump's tax cuts are stuck in Congress as Republicans remain split on the issue of government spending. A package of tax cuts, border security, energy policy, and health care funds is tied up in the House as Republicans disagree over how much government spending to cut over the next decade. GOP leaders originally proposed several hundred billion dollars in cuts that would involve reducing Medicaid spending. Meanwhile, other lawmakers in Congress want over $2 trillion in spending cuts.
4:49, News Radio 92.3. Morning at the Museum is returning to the Naval Aviation Museum tomorrow. This is a really neat thing they're doing over there. The featured film on the giant Mac screen is Superhuman Body. Explore the human body, medical breakthroughs, and how science and technology are saving lives and inspiring future STEM careers. Doors open at 9 a.m. So if you want to see it on the big screen, good luck. And enjoy yourself. Look at all those veins and arteries. Oh, you're going to love it. Gonna love that one.
Chris, you've, in your day, you've dated, you've been married. So you know about Valentine's Day.
I do.
You know how, the turmoil that comes with that.
I do, and I know how important that day is.
Well, what do you think the total number is that people are predicted to spend on Valentine's Day this year?
$189.
No, I'm talking total. Oh, like everyone.
Like probably about $1 billion.
$27.5 billion.
No. 27 with a B?
Yes. One estimate predicts people
$27 billion
will spend that much this Valentine's
Day. Is there enough candy to sell for that? I mean,
Russell Stover is going to be swimming in some dough.
That's a lot of bucks.
That would beat out the $27.4 billion that was set in 2020, according to a survey from the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights and Analytics. The top places people will spend their money are online, followed by department stores and florists. A little more than half of consumers say they'll celebrate Valentine's Day this year, so there it is, you know, the majority.
It's one of the days that I don't feel like I'm a weirdo when I go into Victoria's Secrets to buy underwear. People don't look at you weird like, oh, what is this pervert doing over here? You know, that's one of the days you can get by with being in there without feeling guilty or weird.
Yeah, I get you.
So anyway, I had a discussion with one of the ladies at Victoria's Secrets, and she chuckled about it. She says, everybody says that. It's a great day to spend some money and have some fun in Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, nobody wants to be the perv.
There you go. This weekend's Artificial Intelligence Summit in Paris is welcoming a high-ranking U.S. official, and we all know who that is. It's Vice President Vance. Even Brown has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance will attend the Paris AI Summit, scheduled for Saturday and Sunday in the French capital. It signals the Trump administration's seriousness both in understanding and regulating development AI in a world where it can be used by nefarious actors. World and industry leaders are gathering to discuss not just the science behind artificial intelligence and their needs for resources in operating it, but also how to mitigate disruptions to labor forces, as AI could soon be doing tasks currently done by humans. Eben Brown, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, lung cancer being diagnosed in more people who have never smoked, the reason behind that, and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Is that another boy band you're going to play there?
I don't know if they're a boy band. It's Owl City featuring Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, that's her hit song, yeah.
Right. I think that was her only hit song. Oh, was that considered a hit song?
Oh, this was a big song, yeah.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, good for us.
We remembered she existed.
Playing those hits, man. They just keep coming. The Santa Rosa... good song, by the way. The Santa Thanks. Rosa Sheriff's Office alerting residents about a scam involving letters falsely claiming recipients have outstanding warrants or unpaid loans. You've heard this same thing over and over. They just rebuilt it and put it out under kind of another slight angle. According to deputies, scammers use the tactic to trick victims into sending money or providing sensitive information. Have we or have we not heard this before?
We have.
The scams may arrive via mail, email, or other digital forms. If you receive a suspicious letter, report it immediately to SRCSO, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Question mark?
Yeah, 850-983-1100. 983-1100. Bottom line, don't mess with this stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's the easiest way that you won't get nailed on these stupid scams. Don't play the game.
That's very true. 4:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Worst looking problems, I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 71 degrees, 61 tonight, going to be foggy. And, it's also worth noting that this traffic and weather update has been brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com.
Aaron will appreciate that, I guarantee.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter when you say it. Just say
Okay, listen. Are you one to watch like award shows, Oscars, Emmys, things like that? Do you watch those shows?
No.
I don't really either. The first presenters for this year's Oscars have been revealed. Michelle Polino, tell you all about it.
Emma Stone, Cillian Murphy, Divine Julie Randolph, and Robert Downey Jr., last year's Academy Award winners, will return for the 2025 Oscar ceremony. Stone took home Best Actress for Poor Things, while Murphy won Best Actor for Oppenheimer. Randolph earned Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers, and Downey Jr. scored Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer. Stone, now a two-time Oscar winner, previously won for La La Land. Murphy, Randolph, and Downey Jr. all earned their first statues in 2024. Conan O'Brien hosts the 97th Oscars on March 2nd, live from the Dolby Theater. The show airs on ABC, and for the first time, will stream live on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, I mentioned this before the break, lung cancer being diagnosed in more people who have never even smoked. A study published this week in the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Journal looked at lung cancer cases from around the world from 2022 and found it was the fifth largest cause of cancer deaths among lifelong non-smokers. The researcher said the biggest contributing factor for those cases was air pollution, which could account for up to 70%.
My goodness. Scabby residents are going to be able to get a behind-the-scenes look at emergency response as the Scabby EMS has scheduled an open house. I wonder if Scotland Wilson's going to be a part of this one. She's got her fingers in all of the things Scabby is doing over there. The event is set for noon to 4 Saturday, March 15th. They're going to do it over at the Scabby County Public Safety Building on North W Street. That's where she lives. So not that she lives, but that's where she's based out of.
Right.
So I'll bet you she has something to do with that. We'll be talking to Scotland as we get closer to that event and pry out some information from her.
All righty.
Give it up, Scotland.
new NASA imagery shows a large asteroid that could impact the Earth in 2032.
Don't say this.
NASA said this is the only asteroid with a probability to impact above 1%.
Okay.
The
number. How big is it?
Well, maybe they'll tell us. The number changes day by day, but the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory said the object, named 2024 YR4, is on its risk list because scientists found a gradual increase in its impact probability in the month since they discovered its existence. So, don't know the size.
How big is it?
It could be the size of you. It could be the size of this building. Who knows?
I'm just wondering if I should start getting worried or not.
Yeah, we're doomed. We're doomed.
Okay, thousands of federal workers not returning to in-person work, accepting a buyout from President Trump. Hillary Vaughn has the latest from Capitol Hill.
U.S. District Judge Colleen Kolar-Kotelly's temporary order denies DOGE as a whole access to payment records and systems from the Treasury's Bureau of Fiscal Services, which oversees about 90% of federal payments. The order only allows two people who are special government employees within DOGE to have read-only access. which prevents them from changing any system. Federal workers sued, calling full access by DOGE to payment information an invasion of their privacy. No other access by DOGE will be allowed until the judge rules on a preliminary injunction. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
512, it's Scoot from WWL in New Orleans, giving us a Super Bowl sneak peek.
5.3 and AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.